Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. You certainly were not alone if you've watched some of the World Cup, this particular match between the United States and Portugal. So it was the most watched soccer game ever in the United States. Soccer obviously isn't quite as big of a deal here in the U.S. as it is in other parts of the country, but still, huge fan base here. So the U.S. was leading until about the last 15 seconds of the game, and that's when the best player in the world, the captain of the Portuguese team, Cristiano Ronaldo, set up the game trying to goal, and the match ended 2-2. So you might be mad at Ronaldo for helping steal that win from the Americans, but there's another story that comes out of the World Cup tournament that would cause you to change your mind, and it shows a side of this man that is really hard to be mad at. So he has a new haircut, and it's not just any haircut. It's a zigzag Z on the side of his head, and he unveiled the new do at the soccer game, and lots of people were giving him a hard time for his haircut. Some were calling it, you know, one of the worst haircuts the World Cup. Others were saying it was just another attempt at this sports superstar to draw attention on himself, but it could be the haircut was more than just a style statement. So a few months ago, Ronaldo discovered the story of a young Spanish boy. The young boy's name was Eric Ortiz Cruz. Eric suffers from cortical dysplasia, and it causes him to have seizures up to 30 times a day. And Eric is not even a year old, and his parents couldn't afford the surgery to correct his brain condition. So that's when this soccer player stepped in to help, and he paid for the cost of the surgery for Eric. Doesn't that just make you like him so much more? And the price of the surgery was $83,000. So not an inexpensive surgery for sure. So there are reports that the new zigzag haircut was a tribute to this little boy, Eric, and that it is supposedly similar to the scar that the operation would leave, the shape of the scar. I kind of picture it like a Harry Potter Z or a lightning bolt or a zigzag. So Ronaldo hasn't confirmed that his haircut is for little Eric, but he generally avoids making many comments to the press. We might not ever get a definite confirmation that the mark of Z was for Eric, but this is not the first time that this soccer player, Ronaldo, has been charitable. He foots the bill for a variety of needy causes. Bravo to Ronaldo for being charitable and giving to others in need, and for also changing the life of a young boy in Spain, and for being the kind of sports superstar that we want to look up to, even if he did win against my home team, the United States. I want to share a quote with you, and it's by Elder M. Russell Ballard of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And it says, "Sacrifice is a demonstration of pure love. The degree of love for the Lord, for the gospel, and for our fellow man can be measured by what we are willing to sacrifice for them. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ manifested the supreme example of this love. His life and ministry established a pattern for us to follow. His divine mission was culminated in a supreme act of love as he followed his life to be sacrificed for us. Having power over life and death, he chose to submit himself to pain, ridicule, and suffering, and offered his life as a ransom for our sins. Because of his love, he suffered both body and spirit to a degree beyond our comprehension, and took upon himself our sins if we repent. Through his personal sacrifice, he provided a way for us to have our sins forgiven, and through him, find a way back to the presence of our Heavenly Father. The sacrifice he requires of us is a broken heart and a contrite spirit that can lead us to repentance. When we consider his example, the demands made upon our time or means are slight in comparison. We should therefore give gladly and count it as a blessing and an opportunity." Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you at Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.